The following you are about to hear may seem strange and bizarre, but it is our intention to bring you only documented truth. So-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati. The conspirators thereupon conceived a plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy through an unremitting public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations. Have failed to grasp the staggering realities of this conspiracy within a conspiracy. The revolutionary attempt to overthrow all governments and all religions in order to enslave the whole human race under a super one-world government ruled by satanic despotism. Lone voices have been raised to alert the world to the imminent dangers from the satanic conspiracy of the forces of darkness.
This voice is added to the millions around the world who seek the truth and who speak the truth. This is the Iconoclast Report with Carolyn Harris. Prepare to have your paradigm shattered. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, to the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, and today we are going to talk about mercury, the insidious poison. It is everywhere. As always, I pick one subject and get into it very deeply. We're going to talk about what mercury is, where it comes from, how it affects you, how it gets into your body. So this is a short segment, so we're just going to go ahead and dive right into it. Mercury is, of course, an element, and its symbol is Hg. It is also known as quicksilver because pure mercury is silver in color and is liquid at room temperature, so it flows quickly, hence the name quicksilver. In the past, people used to play with it in chemistry class because it formed these amazing little drops with a high surface tension, which means that the mercury will hold itself together tightly, forming a little ball that you can roll around, and it doesn't spread out when it's poured out on a desk. It is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature. The problem is that, like water, which is also liquid, obviously, at room temperature, mercury can evaporate at room temperature. And when it evaporates, it becomes a vapor, which is a gas that you breathe it in. And once it gets inside of your body, it is very, very hard to get out. And it is a brain toxin. Well, since most of us don't go around playing with pure mercury, why should this matter? It matters because mercury is turning up in a surprising array of products that we are exposed to very frequently. So we have to educate ourselves on where our potential exposures are and how to avoid them to protect our own health and mental functioning. Now, I have my own website. It is a research tool for you. It is called The Library, and you can access that by going to www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. And I always put the documents that I cite on the show up on The Library so that you can read along or you can read them later. We will be discussing one called Stay Healthy, Stop Mercury, EU. And obviously that is a document put out as a collaborative effort from the European Union, and we'll get into that in the next segment. But mercury matters because it's a toxin. So what kind of products contain mercury? Well, everybody knows that mercury is used in thermometers. It's a silver substance inside the old glass thermometers. Now, the newer ones have a red substance that is not mercury. But did you know that mercury is also found in fish products? All high fructose corn syrup and any foods containing that kind of fructose, dental amalgam, which are those metal fillings in your mouth, vaccines, mold-inhibiting paints, some pesticides, and those curly fluorescent light bulbs that the greenie weenies are pushing on all of us. Yes, they are in the light bulbs. And we'll get into it on the next side, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the stock in the corporation, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock for the corporation called United States, because you are a money maker.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about mercury, the insidious poison. Now, it's really important for us to see why we should care whether or not we get exposed to mercury. So what are the health hazards of mercury exposure and what can we do about it? Now, I mentioned that we are going to be quoting from a document called Stay Healthy, Stop Mercury, EU, and that is, of course, put out by the European Union. I'm pasting the link to that document in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, and you can participate in the show. You can chat with like-minded people about mercury and other subjects just by going to www.oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the chat room button, accept the terms and conditions, and bam, there you are. So, quoting from this document says, recently, the foremost scientific authority on the on the development of children's brains warned of a quote-unquote chemical brain drain from low-level mercury exposure. Professor Philippe Grandjean from Harvard University and the University of Southern Denmark says that our society is losing intelligence. IQ points in our population are being chemically destroyed. the damage to developing brains, much of which is neurologically irreversible, arises from exposure to methyl mercury as well as other neurodevelopmental toxicants during early fetal development. These toxicants cause brain injury, at doses much lower than have been previously recognized, as they are much lower than those affecting adult brain function and much lower than those levels involved in acute mercury poisoning disasters in recent history. The most vulnerable populations are babies and young children, and by extension, the women who bear them. Because mercury is most toxic to the developing brain, because mercury is stored in the human body and transmitted to the baby during pregnancy, and because many women are unaware of the problem and the sources of exposure. Pregnant women or women who have yet to bear children can unknowingly expose their fetus to the risk of serious neurological disorders. Mercury is highly toxic, especially when metabolized into methylmercury, which accumulates in fish, travels up the food chain, and poses a risk to humans who consume fish on a regular basis. The main sources of exposure are firstly through consumption of fish, especially certain kinds of fish, those highest in the aquatic food chain. Secondly, through exposure to mercury via contact at work, or thirdly, from industrial sources in the community. Now, note that they don't mention dental amalgams here, but they do later. So they go on to say at an individual level, the risk from low doses of mercury may be less alarming because an increased mercury level in the mother does not automatically lead to brain damage in the child, and because small effects may not be noticeable. However, the implications of widespread low levels of mercury in all childbearing women for our society are enormous. Due to widespread mercury pollution, our current and future children are at a greater risk of suffering from lower intelligence, learning disabilities, sensory deficits, and delays in normal development. The health effects of small doses of mercury may not be apparent in individual children, but at the level of the wider population, they have far more significance, with reduced numbers of gifted children and greater numbers with low IQ scores. The biggest sources of exposure to mercury for the general population are through our consumption of fish and associated with medical and dental practices. We'll get into that much more later. Goes on to say, people in developed countries have a significant exposure to mercury in their dental fillings. However, our environmental exposure to methylmercury, a highly toxic form of organic mercury found in ocean and freshwater fish and marine mammals, is a great cause of concern. The impact on public health and, as a result, the exposure to methylmercury is therefore a major emphasis of the chapter in that particular report. Now, end quote. Now, stories of people exposed to mercury and what it did to them, well, there are some famous, there's a famous actor slash comedian that just had to quit his show because he's non-functional due to mercury poisoning from eating sushi. Now, I love sushi, so that's a little depressing for me, but you can find out more about that on Mercola.com, and that is from Dr. Joseph Mercola, and that's spelled M-E-R-C-O-L-A. So that's Mercola.com. Well, there are lots of other people who have been profiled with mercury exposures from eating fish. People, you know, we all relate to stories of personal experience, but sometimes data has the effect of what's called MIGO, which means my eyes just glaze over and can't listen to all that. But these stories show us that even if we only get a little bit of mercury at any one time, it builds up in our bodies because we can't get rid of it fast enough. The process of building up a toxin in your body is called bioaccumulation. We bioaccumulate stuff that we take in faster than we can dump it out, kind of like trying to bail out a leaky boat. Animals and fish, of course, do the same thing, and this is why fish tend to have so much mercury in them. Now, it works like this. So the smallest fish in the ocean eat plankton. And, of course, yes, we all know that whales do too, but we're going up the food chain here. So plankton, of course, are microscopic plants and animals floating around in the sea. And these tiny creatures are all exposed to tiny quantities of mercury that fall out of the atmosphere and rain. Now, how it gets into the atmosphere is another story, and we might go into that if we have time. But each of the tiny plankton organisms get in a little mercury and can't get rid of it fast enough, so it bioaccumulates in them. Then tiny fish eats the plankton, and it gets a little mercury from the planktonic organism that it eats. This causes another process to begin occurring. It's called biomagnification. Each cell of plankton that the tiny fish eats might have 1 picogram of mercury in it. Say, for example, that our tiny fish eats 10,000 plankton per year, and say that it can only get rid of maybe 1,000 picograms of mercury per year. So what that tiny fish is stuck with is the 10,000 picograms it took in minus the 1,000 picograms it excreted, leaving it with 9,000 picograms of mercury. Now, we just kind of pulled those numbers out of a hat, just as an example to show you how the tiny amount that bioaccumulates in a one-celled creature becomes magnified in a larger creature, and that is biomagnification. Now, the further you go up the food chain, the larger the effect of biomagnification. So if our tiny fish with its 9,000 picograms of mercury is eaten by a medium-sized fish who also eats 1,000 other fish like that every year, then the medium-sized fish has 9,000 picograms per fish times 1,000 fish per year, giving it 9 million picograms of mercury in 1 year, minus what little it could excrete or get rid of. When that medium-sized fish gets eaten by a larger fish, like a tuna, and then when the tuna gets eaten by a person, suddenly that tuna fish sandwich is not so appetizing because it is loaded with mercury. This is why there are periodic public health announcements that tell people not to eat fish more than once a week. This would include your fish sticks and fish sandwiches, anchovies on your pizza, smoked salmon steaks too. Even eating fish once a week, your body cannot get rid of the mercury fast enough to keep it from bioaccumulating in you. We'll talk about cutting back a little bit more on the other side. So stay tuned.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Many things, Lord, the Langmuir time, and this is special. 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, The Global Reality with Josh Reitz.
The nature of the ultimate revolution which we are now seeing is precisely this, that we are interested in developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that always exist and presumably always will exist. Let people actually to love their search. This is the ultimate in malevolent revolution.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Iconoclast Report. We are talking about mercury, the insidious poison. So in the last segment, we talked about how mercury gets into fish and how it bioaccumulates and biomagnifies into the larger fish that we eventually consume. You'll see now how this toxic effect begins to occur more slowly rather than more quickly. So suppose you cut way back on your fish consumption to avoid mercury. Are there other foods that contain it? Well, yes, unfortunately, there are lots of them. Foods that contain mercury are the ones that contain high fructose corn syrup. Fructose, of course, is a sugar that is found naturally in all fruits, and in this form, it is a safe food. High fructose corn syrup is not a natural food or a safe food. During its manufacture, the corn starch from the corn kernel must be converted from the starch form to the sugar form. Now, to cause this chemical reaction, the manufacturers add a caustic soda. It has been found recently that the caustic soda contains mercury because mercury is used in the manufacture of caustic soda. And some of the mercury in the caustic soda is turning up in the high fructose corn syrup. Well, why should we care? Well, check the label on the soda that you're drinking. Most of them contain high fructose corn syrup, or unless it's diet, of course, it contains aspartame, which is, of course, a neuro exciter, and it excites your neurons to death. And if you did not listen to the show about aspartame, I really encourage you to do that. Well, high fructose corn syrup is also used in jams and jellies in place of sugar and lots of baked goods and innumerable other products. So to avoid this mercury source, please read the labels at the grocery store and find brands that don't use high fructose corn syrup. Just as an example, Thomas's English muffins, which, you know, he doesn't like English muffins, now they have this big little bubble on their label that says, now made with no high fructose corn syrup. Well, gee, I never checked the label. I didn't know it had corn syrup in the first place. I'm not really aware of other foods that contain mercury, but avoiding fish and high fructose corn syrup should help stop that particular source of mercury exposure. But what about non-food exposures? Well, a little while ago I mentioned dental fillings, the quote-unquote silver fillings that so many of us have in our mouths are not primarily made of silver. They're about 50% mercury. And remember, pure mercury is silver too. The material is called dental amalgam. Now, amalgam is just a mixture of different metals. Mercury has been used in dental amalgam since the early 1900s. Now, when they first began using it for this purpose, instead of using the much safer gold and fillings, conscientious dentists raised a long and loud protest, but they were eventually silenced by a large and well-financed opposition in the American Dental Association. To this day, dentists belonging to the American Dental Association, or ADA, are not allowed to tell their patients about the real danger of mercury fillings or fluoride treatments. And I also did a show about fluoride, which is another cytotoxin type of substance. It's actually toxic waste, so you can check that in the archive section on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Just click on podcasts, find the show, the Iconoclast Report, and there is a listing of the different shows. But I do understand that dentists in Canada and Europe are prohibited from putting mercury-containing metals into the mouths of women or children because they are so dangerous. Now, I used to be a dental assistant for a certain amount of time, and we actually had patients who asked if there was mercury in it, and you know what? That dentist just lied right to their faces. But he told me, as a dental assistant, yes, it does. But we're going to read now from a document that is contained in the library. It's called Amalgam Fillings. Do Dental Patients Have the Right to Informed Consent? By Michael Royal. And you can find that in the library. It's under Biological Research and the Dentistry section. And the library is located at www.nwolibrary.com. And I always paste the direct link to those documents that I cite in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room. And again, you can get there by going to oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the little button on the left that says chat room. This document says, dentists usually do not consult patients to determine what materials to use. Most feel that dialogue with patients on this issue is unnecessary. However, some materials may be hazardous under certain conditions. New research suggests that mercury amalgam or silver fillings, hereinafter just called amalgam, may fall into that category. However, the American Dental Association supports the use of such fillings and assures, quote, the American people that dental amalgam is safe, unquote. The ADA claims that since mercury amalgam has been used for over 150 years, its safety should not be disputed. Oh, well, you know, we've just used it all this time, so therefore it's safe. You know, hello, non sequitur, your facts are uncoordinated. But back to the document says, while its position remains largely unsupported by scientific evidence, the ADA challenges those who oppose the use of amalgam fillings, the anti-amalgamists, to produce scientific evidence that its use is harmful to humans. Well, this challenge has been accepted. The anti-amalgamists have countered that by challenging the ADA to demonstrate that safe levels of mercury in human tissues exist before endorsing its use. Ha-ha, around and around we go. The ADA has yet to respond. Surprise, surprise. Both sides do, however, agree that, quote, mercury is one of the most poisonous elements known to man, and mercury amalgam may cause ill effects in those people who are mercury sensitive, end quote. They, the American Dental Association, claim that mercury is strongly bounded to, bound to the amalgam and that it does not come out into your body. But if you think about this logically for a minute, you can see that this has to be absolute and total hogwash, and here's why. Normal room temperature is between 65 and 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. If you want to dry something fast, you put it in a warmer place, like a clothes dryer, or you blow hot air on it with a hair dryer, right? Well, the process we call drying is just taking water in its liquid state and causing it to evaporate into its vapor state. If water goes into its vapor state faster in a warmer environment, don't you think mercury might want to go into its vapor state faster in a warmer environment also? Well, that's exactly what it does. It evaporates faster in your mouth at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit than it does at room temperature, about 72 degrees Fahrenheit. When it vaporizes, you breathe it into your lungs, and it is picked up there and carried into your bloodstream. When you drink a hot liquid like coffee or tea, it causes a faster vaporization rate also, and the mercury from the dental amalgam goes into your stomach where it can be absorbed into your body. So the mercury in dental amalgams just doesn't stay there inert like the ADA wants us dumbatized Americans to believe. Have you ever had a silver filling replaced? Well, most of us have, of course. Do you know why these fillings have to be replaced periodically? It's because the metal corrodes in your mouth over time. Usually, fillings made of dental amalgam have to replace every 5 years or so. It depends, you know, on how acidic your body is. Now, corroding metals are not inert. Where does the metal go when it corrodes? Into your body. Also, if you've ever had dental amalgam fillings replaced, you'll notice what they did with the material they removed from your mouth. They put it into a special disposal container because it's hazardous waste. What is that stuff doing in your mouth? We'll talk about that on the other side. So stay tuned. There's so much more ahead. We'll be right back.
Always remember those strong voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
And I have noticed, with increasing dismay, that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or seem in process of coming true. That a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. We're talking about mercury, the insidious poison. And in the last segment, we're talking about mercury and the dental amalgam fillings, which are those silver fillings that most of us have in our mouths, except Cordy. She's lucky enough to have never had a filling, and I am so jealous. Well, we talked about how those silver fillings, those mercury in the fillings, it has mercury in it. But if you took one of those old fillings that's taken out of your mouth and threw it into a water supply reservoir, the entire reservoir would be considered contaminated. And it wouldn't be from your germs. And they're putting this stuff inside your body and in your mouth. It's crazy. Or maybe it's not. If the people in charge of public health in our country really want us all to be healthy, smart, intelligent, and productive, one would think that they would do everything possible to protect the public from the horrible toxins that cause lifelong debilitating diseases and mental degradation. One would think that these public health people would immediately alert us to any dangers they discover and would pull the offending substances off the market and would write laws to prohibit their manufacture or use. Well, the fact that there are so many well-known and well-documented toxins like mercury in our food supply and medical system is glaring evidence that at the highest levels, the decision makers do not have our best interest at heart. And in fact, they may feel that it is in their best interest to continue to dumbatize and stupidize us. So they may not feel that promoting the exposure to humans to mercury is crazy at all. Well, that's why we have to educate ourselves and others about the dangers that we face and to share what we have learned with others. And that is what this network, Oracle Broadcasting, and this show is about. Some of the information that I have presented to you on this show and others is disturbing, highly disturbing. Some of it's, makes me angry as hell. I don't know how you respond to it, but, you know, and some of it is, frankly, a little scary. But, you know, the point is not to scare you. The point is to share this information with you because we are researchers and we find this stuff. And everybody pretty much works a full-time job at least. Some people work more than one job. You may be listening to this at work if you're able to do that. And, you know, that leaves very little time for doing your own research. And so, you know, it's kind of our duty to share the information that we have with you. And so that's what we're all about. And I have talked about fluoride and how it is a toxic, hazardous waste. And I mentioned the quote from this woman in the EPA who is in charge of water quality and safety. And she said specifically, well, we, the EPA, view this as a win-win situation. The phosphate fertilizer industry gets to get rid of their toxic waste, and municipalities have a low-cost source of fluoride available to them. And she actually said that, admitting that they are allowing municipalities to put this toxic waste, EPA has classified it as a hazardous waste, into our water for us to drink. And, of course, Colgate and Crest and all these other oral hygiene companies put the same toxic waste into their products, and yet they present it to us, the general public, as if it's this wonderful thing. It's so great for us. And the same thing with aspartame. It is an excitotoxin. It excites your neurons to death. It can cause blindness, all kinds of endocrine problems, thyroid problems, just you name it, it's going to affect you. And those at the highest levels know this. And yet it is presented to us as, oh, well, this is a fabulous alternative to that nasty cane sugar. All you diabetics should be eating this aspartame and people trying to lose weight. But instead, it has actually the opposite effect. It makes people gain weight. And I've talked at length about those, did a show on each of those specific additives, if that's what you want to call them. They're actually waste products. I've talked about those at length. But, you know, now we heard about, oh, well, it's just horrible that we found melamine in these Chinese products. And then when it was starting to be found out that, oh, gee, that melamine has actually been found in products made in America. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, melamine's actually good for you. Same thing with the mercury that has been used in something called thimerosal as a preservative in vaccines. And they have actually the gall to have it put out on the news that mercury is actually good for you. It helps children behave better. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Many people already know that vaccines have thimerosal in them, and the thimerosal is in the vaccines to help preserve it. So basically it doesn't get moldy. All of those neato monkey cells and pig cells and all these other nasty things that they culture the viruses in, the live viruses in, to put into your body as a vaccine, well, they have to be preserved. Otherwise, they'll get moldy and disgusting, and, you know, they can't actually shoot that into you as you would see it. It'd be gross. Well, it's gross anyway. And they put the thimerosal, the mercury containing thimerosal in it, to preserve it so they can keep it longer. And of course they make vaccines in huge batches. So everyone can be assured to get their specific dose of mercury. And on the subject of vaccines, many people know that, you know, obviously infants are supposed to have vaccines. Children up to probably about age 12 or 14 have a series of vaccines that they're supposed to take. That's what the American Medical Association recommends, because, and your doctor will tell you the same spiel also, that, oh, well, you know, everybody stops getting vaccinated, well, everyone will get, you know, mumps and rubella and all these other things, just horrible diseases, contagious. Well, you know, that's not true. We all have lowered immune systems because we all have this antibacterial hand soap, and we all have vaccines and, you know, different things. I mean, obviously washing your hands before you eat and after you use the restroom. That's just common decency and common sense. But, you know, that cuts down on germs and helps us not to get sick. But we have sterilized ourselves so much that our bodies are no longer able to respond to germs that are present in the atmosphere and in our environment. And our immune system is incredibly powerful. And we have all been taught that, oh, well, you get sick, you go to the doctor, he gives you antibiotics, that's how you get better. But every product that is made that's over-the-counter or prescription-only, those are intended to stimulate your immune system to kill the germs. You know, they don't actually kill the germs themselves. They stimulate your immune system to kill the germs. It's all about your immune system taking over and doing what it's supposed to do. Well, our immune systems have been severely compromised by all of these additives in our foods and other things, you know, our environmental toxins and things like that. And so, you know, it's just ridiculous. And there is a reason why we have these people at the highest levels promoting these toxic substances. So now I'm going to talk about a book. It's called Amalgam Illness, Diagnosis, and Treatment, and what you can do to get better and how your doctor can help. And that is by a man named Andre Cutler, who is a PhD. And I know it's a long title. I'm going to paste that in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room so people can see that for themselves. Again, it is called Amalgam Illness, Diagnosis, and Treatment, what you can do to get better and how your doctor can help. And that is written by Andre Cutler, who is a PhD. He has a lot of experience with chemistry and biochemistry and things like that. It's about $35. And basically it tells you what you can do for your particular symptoms and how you know it's working so that you can personalize and tailor your treatment with your mercury-literate allopathic doctor, which is, of course, Western medicine, or your mercury-literate naturopath. Okay, because naturopaths can make mistakes too. Oh, you have these symptoms? Here you go. Without really personalizing it. So, well, what can you do to avoid mercury exposure from your dental amalgams? Well, obviously, first of all, don't allow any of your fillings to be filled with the silver amalgam, no matter what your dentist tells you. And we will talk more about what you can do on the other side of this short break. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org, Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now, this is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
I wrote 30 years ago a fable with Brave New World, which is essentially the account of a society making use of all the devices at their time available, and some of the devices which I imagine to be possible, making use of them in order to, first of all, to standardize the population, to iron out the inconvenient human differences, to create, so to say, mass-produced models of human beings arranged in some kind.
Welcome back, everybody. We were talking about how to avoid the mercury-laced dental amalgams. And, of course, you know, obviously you just tell your dentist you don't want those. But, you know, even if you try to talk to your dentist about it, he is not allowed to tell you the truth. There are many dentists who've actually lost their American Dental Association accreditation by refusing to follow the ADA's prohibition against telling patients the truth, and of course that means you. Well, you can't get tooth-colored filling. Instead, they're called composite, even though they do cost more initially. They will save you tens of thousands of dollars in medical care and lost work productivity later. Well, if you have silver fillings in your mouth, what can you do? Every time you actually bite down on your teeth, you close your teeth, it actually releases a little bit more mercury vapor. And I was talking with a gentleman named Eddie in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room a little bit earlier. He mentioned a video that is talking about how mercury actually affects your neurons in your brain, and you can find that on YouTube. It's called How Mercury Causes Brain Neuron Degeneration, and it is from the University of Calgary, and they show the direct effect of mercury exposure to your neurons in the brain on a slide in a microscope. And they have these live, you know, neurons, okay, and they inject a super tiny amount of mercury, and you can see the neuron shrink away, and the closest part of the neuron shrinks away from the mercury, and it just becomes necrotic, which means it dies. It kills your brain cells. So all of us with mercury fillings, the silver fillings in our mouth, every time we bite down, it's actually killing our brain. That just really, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but it just makes me mad as hell. So you can see this video, and again, it's called How Mercury Causes Brain Neuron Degeneration. I just posted that again in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room. I really encourage everyone to go see that because, hearing it is one thing, but actually seeing it on a video is something completely different. Well, you can actually find mercury-free dentists throughout the country. Look them up on online. Now, I personally do not recommend Google. Google is evil. I don't care what their little motto is. They are evil. They are associated with the intelligence agencies, and they are actually working to create an artificial intelligence program that is fed all of the information on the internet, and they're trying to make it sentient. Now, maybe they haven't seen the Terminator movies, you know, Skynet, but maybe they have. So anyway, I don't recommend using Google. There is a much better search engine that's called IxQuick, and that's IxQuick.com. And they do not store your IP address. They actually respect your privacy. So I recommend them. They're just as good. You get just as many responses for whatever you look up. So look up mercury-free dentists on IxQuick.com. Now, these dentists, of course, are not cheap because most insurance will not cover them. Okay, the insurance companies are, of course, complicit in supporting the prevailing medical and dental paradigm, which is, of course, not supporting our optimal health. But these mercury-free dentists are aware of the dangers of mercury in your mouth, and they will help you get it out. There is a specific protocol that has to be followed to minimize your exposure and the dentist's exposure to the mercury that they remove. Find someone who knows what they're doing, or you can really hurt yourself because mercury is so very dangerous. Now, the protocol for removing safely, I should say, safely removing mercury fillings from your mouth is, typically when you go to the dentist, there's the dentist and he's got his hands in your mouth with all the instruments and everything, but there's also the dental assistant and she has this tube she sticks in your mouth that, not to be gross, but to suck up all your saliva and blood and, the little bits of amalgam and things like that that he's drilling out. Okay, well, in a regular dentist's office, that does go into a tank. And all of that is stored, and they have to dispose of it properly because, as I mentioned earlier, it is a toxic waste. It is toxic. It's a hazardous substance. And, if they know that and they have to dispose of it as a toxic waste, and then they turn around and tell you if you ask them, no, it's fine. It's fine for you. Cognitive dissonance there. All right. But the specific protocol that they have to follow to safely remove this from your body, because when they drill out an old silver filling, there's dust, okay, and that's why they have water coming out of the drill to kind of keep that dust down. And what happens is they have to put like a little oxygen mask over your nose so you are not breathing the dust from the mercury that is coming out of your silver filling. The dentists and the assistant use a very different kind of mask instead of just the regular little dust type of mask they slip over their head, and it's much different. And so it's all contained. It minimizes their exposure. It minimizes your exposure, so you are not breathing that in, and it's just so much better. Now, I had a dentist, and he was a very nice person. Everybody in his office was very nice, but this man's hands shook. And anybody who already doesn't like the dentist, that would be terrifying. Even people who are not afraid to go to the dentist, that's still not a good sign. You don't want the man with the drill in his hand to be shaky. It's kind of like a surgeon. They really shouldn't be shaking. Well, the reason that this dentist's hands are shaking is because he is severely poisoned by mercury. We talk about these small amounts of mercury that can get into our bodies. Well, dentists who do not follow the safety protocol and they replace silver fillings all day long in people's mouths, you know, 5 days a week, every day, they have a huge amount of mercury in their systems, and they are really severely at risk. Now, you wonder, can you actually be poisoned by mercury? I mean, can you really have that much in your body? Well, yes, you can. I have a person in my family who had severe mercury poisoning, and it was because of the large amount of silver fillings in that person's mouth. And, I mean, it was scary. It was my mom, and to see my mom having lost so much weight and being so incredibly ill, it was frightening. And luckily, she got in contact with a mercury-literate doctor who did a number of tests and found out that that is one of the really big problems that she was having. She had to go through some a treatment in order to basically chelate the mercury out of her body. And she had all of the silver fillings removed, you know, safely following that specific protocol from her mouth. And she is much better than she was. But you can be severely poisoned just from the silver fillings in your mouth. And that is separate and distinct from it actually just blatantly killing your neurons in your brain. And I don't know about you, but I consider my brain to be my best feature. You know, your body, you know, wrinkles and gets saggy later on, and, you know, maybe as you get very elderly, your brain might go, but I really like to preserve mine. I think that's my best feature, and I really want to keep it as, you know, sharp and active as I possibly can. And so, you know, the entire premise that this toxic substance has been put into my mouth, and that every time I bite down, it's releasing mercury vapor that's killing my precious brain cells. I just can't handle that. That just really sends me over the edge. So we've talked about mercury in fish, fructose, corn syrup, dental fillings, and you know, the other ways we're typically exposed to this toxin. You know, we talked a little bit about the vaccines, the mold-inhibiting paints, pesticides, and those curly, swirly, compact fluorescent light bulbs that are being pushed on us from every direction. And just so you know, these light bulbs are going to be phased out, so you better start stocking up on your incandescents now. We'll be right back for the second hour coming up next.
Would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Woman is in slow, the long moon time, and me speech, make you look at me, take it to me. As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of the Iconoclast Report. I am your host, Carolyn Harris, and thank you for sharing your Saturday with me. Today we are, of course, talking about mercury, the insidious poison. So far we've talked about the mercury in the fish, the fructose, corn syrup, dental fillings, and mold-inhibiting paints even. What inhibits the mold is the mercury, and of course that releases mercury vapor into your home, pesticides, and compact fluorescent light bulbs. Well, we talked a little bit about thimerosal in the last hour, which is the mercury preservative that's used in the vaccines. Well, it was for decades it was used in personal care products like contact lens solutions. So, yikes, if you have contact lenses, well, you've been cleaning your contact lenses in something that contains mercury and then sticking them right into your eyes. And, of course, you know, our skin is very porous. You know, we put lotion on it. It absorbs our cutaneous membranes in your mouth. They're very absorbent, and so are your eyes. So you have absorbed a lot of mercury through your eyeballs from the contact lens solution. I'm sorry to tell you that, but it's true. But until the consumers, you know, got wind that those cleaning solutions contain mercury, well, then all of a sudden, the manufacturers suddenly came up with thimerosal-free brands. Well, you know, that's good to know that at least it doesn't supposedly contain it now. Well, guess what? Mercury is also in allergy shots, which, of course, are continuous. I had allergy shots for years and years and years, and if you don't have them, you probably don't know that you have to go once a week. And if you have really bad allergies, sometimes you have to go twice a week and get a shot. I wonder sometimes, I have had severe reactions to my allergy shots that actually put me in the hospital a few times. And now that I think about that, I wonder if it was the mercury. I do not know, but makes me mad anyway. I avoided the vaccines and I got it in my allergy shots. Well, dimerosal was also contained in the products methylate and mercurochrome, which were solutions that were used to put on cuts and abrasions. And I actually had that put on me when I was younger. So, you know, mercurochrome, there it is, there you go. Well, vaccines, of course, are not your typical consumer type of products where we get to choose what brands we want to use. Mercury-containing vaccines have caused a lot of, you know, hullabaloo, especially among the parents of autistic children who previous to their childhood vaccinations were completely normal and healthy. And it's important to note that for example, when a child is born, the first thing they do is they take a blood sample to test it for what's called PKU, and I can't remember exactly what that stands for right now, but it's a syndrome where they can't come in contact with a certain substance that's in naturally contained in a lot of foods. And then, right after they take the blood, they shoot that little infant up with a mercury-containing vaccine. So, you know, the child's brain develops super duper fast until they're about 6 or 7. So immediately after they come out of the womb, they get a shot that starts killing their neurons right away. Welcome and hello to the world, and we're going to start abusing you. So if you're pregnant or expecting or you want to become pregnant, please, I beg you to look into vaccines and make sure you do not allow them to shoot your child up right when they're born. Give you time to look into it. Well, we'll be right back after this quick break, and stay tuned. Stop.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The question of how and why the United Nations, the crux of the great conspiracy to destroy the sovereignty of the United States and the enslavement of the American people within a UN one world dictatorship, is a complete and unknown mystery to the vast majority of the American people. The reason for this unawareness of the frightening danger to our country and to the entire free world is simple. The masterminds behind this great conspiracy have absolute control of all of our masterminds.
All right, everybody, I apologize for that. My computer just spontaneously rebooted, so a little technical difficulty there, and I apologize. I'm trying to find my place here in my notes. Let's see. We're, of course, talking about mercury, and we're talking about vaccines, and talking about how it has affected children right from the beginning. Now, government-sponsored researchers who have investigated the link between autism and mercury and vaccines say, oh, well, there's ample evidence to show that, you know, there's no direct linkage. Well, non-government-sponsored research shows clear linkages. A number of lawsuits have been won by patients of autistic children damaged by these vaccines. But officially, there's, quote-unquote, no connection, and the vaccines containing mercury are perfectly safe. Yeah, okay. Well, later on, you know, maybe we'll look into a little bit of that. I'm just hoping to read from one of my fabulous documents that are in the library by a Miss Tenpenny, and it is called 10 Reasons to Avoid Getting Vaccines. And I'm trying to find that very quickly here for you. All right, 10 Reasons to Say No to Vaccines. So we'll get into that in a little bit. Goodness me. Everything's trying to reboot, so please bear with me. Let's see. You know, obviously the way to avoid exposure to, you know, mercury in the vaccines is, well, just don't get the vaccines, especially the flu vaccine. You know, we need to understand, again, that they don't have our best interest at heart. So let's just stay away. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. That's the beginning of of the video that I had pasted into the chat room about how mercury actually does literally kill your brain. So there you go. You really do need to look into that video. It is specifically called How Mercury Causes Brain Neuron Degeneration. So we do not want to go there. Anyway, mercury, as mentioned before, is found in the mold-inhibiting paints, like those advertised for use in bathrooms or basements, and in some exterior paints. Now, of course, the mold inhibitor ingredient can be purchased separately and added to the paint by you. Now, these paints, even after drying, as I mentioned before, will continue to off-gas, what they call, or release mercury vapor for months or even years, contaminating the air in your entire house. So please avoid them if at all possible. There are mold-inhibiting cleaners that you can use to kill the mold without killing your family and your family's brain cells. Again, because no matter what our culture tells us, you know, we worship beauty and youth and all these fleeting things, really, your brain really is your best asset, because if you can't think, then you can't make good decisions for your life. And that's really important. Now, I did mention that mercury is also used in some pesticides. Well, of course, the public is starting to wake up to the fact that mercury is not harmless, and we're beginning to try to avoid it, at least where we are aware of its presence. So it's being incorporated into products that look harmless or even helpful. Okay, and we talked a little bit earlier about these compact fluorescent light bulbs, and so that is really the newest scam. Okay, we've been told that the Earth is heating up due to us bad humans burning fossil fuels, and that the polar ice caps will melt and cause horrible flooding in coastal cities, and terrible climate changes worldwide will happen unless we reduce our carbon footprint right now. Okay, and one way we are told or scared into doing our part to protect the environment from what they called global warming, which, of course, they had to change to climate change because, climate changes all the time, and it's been shown that it's not getting warmer. It's actually getting cooler, so they had to change it to climate change. So one way we can offset that is to reduce our energy consumption by replacing our old, so-called obsolete incandescent light bulbs with the new eco-friendly and fabulously swirly fluorescent bulbs. You know, the ones that are swirly. Yes, oh, they're great. Well, don't fall for that because they do contain mercury vapor. Now, if you don't believe me, look at the fine print, which is, you know, almost microscopic, on the back of the bulb. Okay, look at it, and it says, caution, contains mercury, dispose of properly. Now, if you look on the package, it tells you point blank that you can't throw it away. It cannot go into the landfill because what will happen? Everybody's garbage is dumped into the landfill, and it'll get crushed. And when it gets crushed, it's going to release the mercury, which will find its way into our water table. Okay? Now, if you look at the package, it tells you that if it breaks in your home, you have to seal it off and call a hazmat team, hazardous materials team. If you don't have $5,000 to $10,000 to spend on a hazardous material team to decontaminate that room, well, you have to seal it off and never use it ever again. Or until you just magically come up with $5,000 to $10,000 to call the hazmat team. Let's see, mercury in your home and mercury in the landfill, that doesn't sound very eco-friendly to me, does it? Does it sound like that to you? No, not really. But how many people do you know will ever read that caution, much less bother to think about it? Nobody. We'll talk about these bulbs and their other scam on the other side.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
find great prices on hard-to-find items, and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Pull back the curtain to expose the matrix on Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder and Joel Nissen, weekdays at 7 p.m. on the one and only Oracle Broadcasting Network.
There's something else going on here, and they haven't told you the whole story. You are the stock in the corporation, so they give your body to the bank in Switzerland. So your body now becomes stock share of the corporation, all you need to pay, because you are a money maker.
Welcome back, everybody. We are talking about the compact fluorescent light bulbs and how it is a scam. I mentioned earlier in the previous hour about how you better start stocking up on those incandescent light bulbs while you can, hoard them, because guess what? They're going to be phased out. I wrote an article for Infowars.com on January 8, 2008, entitled More Choices Removed, CFLs, compact fluorescent light bulbs, to replace 100 watt bulbs in Britain in the name of climate change. And basically, it is part of an initiative, you know, of the nanny state, basically. They're asking retailers to voluntarily pull all of their 100 watt low-tech incandescent bulbs in favor of these CFL bulbs. They are all set, these incandescent bulbs, to be phased out in both America and Europe by 2012. Okay, this is a forced change that's spreading around the world. Cuba's already banned them. Venezuela is trying, and so is Canada, although in America this change is coming slower. Now, I just bought a house, and I have to replace a lot of the light fixtures, so I have spent some time looking online at different lighting fixtures. And while that, you know, just may bore some people to tears, what I found was fascinating and horrifying at the same time. We have all seen the little logo that says Energy Star. Oh, it's energy efficient. I mean, who would not want their water heater, refrigerator, dishwasher, stove, you know, washer and dryer, all that kind of stuff to be energy efficient? Well, of course we do. So, you know, that is, it is effective, but it's also kind of, it's like a one foot in the door type of thing. So while I was online, looking up different kind of light fixtures, I noticed a lot of them are Energy Star. Well, who wouldn't want their light fixtures to be efficient also? I mean, you know, hey, it's electricity and we have to pay for it, right? Well, what I found is that these Energy Star light fixtures only can accept those compact fluorescent light bulbs. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They are now making them so that they will not accept incandescent light bulbs. Well, I found a few that accept both, but you know, there are a lot of them that accept the regular low-tech incandescent light bulbs, but I think that is horrifying. It is one of these situations where they are making the choice for us. You know, they have these large campaigns to tell us how great it is and how it's going to help the environment, and you're irresponsible if you don't use these things, and then they're actually changing the fixtures so that we won't have any choice. And, again, that just makes me mad as hell, because I want to have choices. I want you to have choices. I think everyone should be able to decide for themselves. Decide what you put in your body. You want to eat healthy? You want to eat unhealthy? Well, that's your choice. It's your body, and, you know, you're the one who's going to be suffering for it. But it should be my choice whether I want to use incandescent or mercury-laced light bulbs in my home. And, of course, I don't. And I did buy another light fixture from a thrift store and noticed that, oh, we'll put it in the car. Noticed it had a curly bulb in it, and I took it back in, and I had to share this information with the lady behind the counter. And she just looked at me, and her eyes got as big as a plate. I mean, huge. She had never heard this. So these compact fluorescent light bulbs are a scam, and it is part of a larger agenda. And, you know, this agenda I had talked about on a previous show about eugenics and population reduction. Now, this really fits in with that. I mentioned that as soon as an infant is born, they take it, they put it on the little scale, they wipe all the goop off, they take blood from their teeny-weeny little foot, and then they shoot them up with a mercury-laced vaccine. So we talked about in the very beginning how mercury affects your brain. I pasted in the chat room the YouTube video called How Mercury Causes Brain Neuron Degeneration. I mean, it is really, it's undisputable that it kills your brain cells. So now we just kill these little babies' brain cells right when they come out. And in the beginning, we talked about that report from the EU about how overall we have a huge lack of highly intelligent children and a huge upsurge in children with very low IQ. Now, that is disturbing. And I will tell you right now, unequivocally, that is not an accident. That is not an accident. It is definitely part of a larger agenda, because guess what? People that have very low IQ and cannot think for themselves, well, they're not going to resist. They're going to accept whatever is being told to them. And part of the way in which these mercury light bulbs are being sold to us is, you know, the environmental aspect. And the undertone, the underlying message in the environmental movement is that humans are bad. You know, we are a cancer upon the earth. And we don't really deserve to be here because we've killed all these poor little animals. They're so defenseless. Well, you know, who doesn't want to breathe clean air and drink clean water? Everyone does. However, we are not a cancer upon this planet. And, you know, there is a food chain. There is a natural order of things. And guess what? Bigger things eat smaller things. And that's just the way it works. Now, we need to, of course, be responsible our manufacturing processes shouldn't be dumping large amounts of toxins into the atmosphere. Well, of course not. Of course not. We need to be responsible. I actually had a conversation with a relative of mine who was all jazzed up about his new electric lawnmower so he could reduce his carbon footprint, and he was absolutely horrified with what I had to tell him. And frankly, I think he was very disappointed in me that I didn't agree with him because, you know, in his mind, his point of view at that particular time is, well, you know, intelligent people are very interested in their reducing their carbon footprint. But unfortunately, that person has been taken in by the scam. It is a large scam, and it's all about selling the public on the fact that we're bad and we don't deserve to be here. And so we need to do whatever these large organizations like Sierra Club we need to do what they tell us. The government, mother government, is now, thankfully now, listening to these environmental groups, and they're going to mandate that we do these things. And on a previous show, I talked about Agenda 21. And if you have never heard of Agenda 21, please do a search online on ixquick.com. That's I-X-Quick, one word, .com. And you will be horrified by what you find. I have some documents up on the library. The Agenda 21 document is very long, and, you know, it's written in bureaucratese, and it's all designed to sell you on the fact that, we're so bad and we need to do all these things. But what you need to keep in mind when you read this document and others and commentaries on Agenda 21 is it's all about global control. And when they talk about global governance, they are talking about a one-world government. And I mentioned a little bit before, I'm really big on being able to make choices. I should be able to choose for myself, and you choose for yourself. And what we choose may be a little bit different. It may be the same, or it may be completely diametrically opposed to each other. And you know what? That's fine. That's the way it should be. Just like free speech. Guess what? I have the inherent and unalienable right of free speech, and I can offend you. And you know what? You can say something that offends me, and that's the way it should be. Well, we are going to get into a little bit other subjects and on the other side of this quick break, so please stay tuned. So
much. You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchies that have always existed and presumably always will exist, get people actually to love their virtue. This seems to me the ultimate in malevolent revolution.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. I am Carolyn Harris, and we are talking about mercury, the insidious poison, today. Right before this break, I mentioned Agenda 21, and yes, there are people that know all about it, but there are also people who really have no idea what that is or what it entails. Okay, I'm sure that everyone listening today around the world has heard the term sustainable development. That is a term that is from Agenda 21. Now, when you start to read the Agenda 21 document, you will get the MIGO syndrome. My eyes glaze over because it is written in bureaucratese, but it is written to basically get people on board with the sustainable development. And again, you know, everybody wants to drink clean water and breathe clean air. I mean, that's just a given. So they use that to get you on board. Now, what is it? It is all about, the bottom line is all about total and complete control of all human beings on the planet. It is, it's all about regulating all land, all resources, water, you know, even topsoil, yes, jink that too. It is all about regulating all of the livestock and even the plants and how humans can interact with the environment. One of the things that I have talked about before is the map for Agenda 21 for the United States. And if you click that and find that, just Agenda 21 map United USA, it will show you how they have already broken it down. Okay, everything is completely planned in advance. They have already decided where we bad human beings will be allowed to go in the United States. There are huge swaths of this country where there is what they call little to no human use. They have decided in advance that all of we bad humans shall only accumulate around the edges of the United States. Everyone will be concentrated into cities, and there are specific corridors set up in between those cities, and we may not stray off of those areas that they have decided. So if you are a landowner, I really encourage you to educate yourself, because guess what? They are going to tell you what you will be allowed to do with your personal property. It is also part of the carbon tax system that they want to impose. And again, the way that this is all done is through the Hegelian dialectic. And if you've never heard of that, basically it breaks down to problem, reaction, solution. And what they do is they will cite a problem. Whether or not it's a real problem, they will cite that and get everyone on board. Oh my goodness, this is a horrible problem. They will manufacture this reaction. Okay, they tell you how to react. And sometimes they lead the way, sometimes it's through huge marketing programs, but to get everybody on board with the same reaction. And then they propose a solution. Well, they had that solution in advance, okay? They are the ones who created the problem because they want a certain reaction so that they can propose a solution that they already had planned so that they can complete a certain agenda. Now, someone in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room, Daimon, posted a link that is a really great site on Agenda 21. It is freedomadvocates.org. That's freedomadvocates.org. So go there and check it out if you have never heard of Agenda 21. And it's very insidious. I oppose it. I encourage everyone else to learn about it so that you can be educated and decide for yourself whether or not that is something that you would like to support or oppose. And really, we need to talk to each other, because I'm buying a property with a bunch of land, and guess what? They can kiss my assets also. They will not be telling me what I can do with my property, what I'm allowed to grow. I am not going to pay tax for the flatulence that comes out of the behinds of my chickens. Absolutely not. And the whole idea that carbon is bad for the atmosphere is a non sequitur. Carbon is great for the atmosphere. Hello. Plants and trees need carbon so they can convert it into oxygen. The lower the carbon, the less foliage and the less dense our planet is. And you know what? That's bad for us. The whole idea is just ludicrous. And I need to explain here that the people who are pushing this are counting on the fact that we are uneducated and we will not make the effort to become educated, that we will not check it out for ourselves. So that's our job, okay? Our job is to educate ourselves and to educate each other. And if we don't, nobody else is going to. And if you just listen to what the the idiots on the talking brainwashing box tell you, you're not being educated. And on that note, I just want to point out that the History Channel and the Discovery Channel are both owned by the one and only Rupert Murdoch. And this is a little bit off subject, but I have watched the History Channel. I used to like it until I started catching them rewriting history. And I thought to myself the first time, well, that's not right. And I went and looked it up, and sure enough, it wasn't right. It was incorrect. But yet they put it out there as absolute fact. And so in many ways, history is being rewritten, because if you don't know your history, you will not be able to put all those little dots together and see the picture that emerges. So you will not be able to see really what's going on. And it is important. It's really important for us to make the time to learn. I don't know about everybody else, but I am just insatiable. I love to learn. I love to learn new things, and I can't get enough. Yes, I'm on the Hitler Channel, almost as bad as the War Channel. That's kind of funny. But yes, we need to make the time to learn it. And again, that's why I created my website, The Library, which is at www.nwolibrary.com, to cut down on the time that it will take you to go find these documents. I'm putting them out there for you. I am taking my time to find these things and put them up in a concise and easily understood format, so that, hey, any subject that you're interested in, there are documents there. And you can email them to other people. You can download them to read now or later on. They're all PDFs, and it's free, no registration required. So that is my gift to you, because I love you. I love everybody, and I really want people to become educated. As we become educated, we can make better decisions for ourselves. So, you know, today's subject, we've kind of gotten off the topic a little bit, a little tangential there, but we're mostly talking about Mercury and how truly insidious it is, because it's in so many things. And Eddie in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room asked earlier, how does the Mercury get into our atmosphere? Well, it gets into our atmosphere through a number of industrial processes, coal, oil burning, cement production, I mean, all kinds of things that you would just never even think of. And that information is in the document entitled Stay Healthy, Stop Mercury, EU. And that is in the library under biological research in the dentistry section. So it comes from pig iron and steel, waste disposal, obviously, coal combustion, oil combustion, and chloralkali. So that is how it gets into the atmosphere, and the little falls into the little plankton, and then the other fishies eat those, and bigger fishies eat those. So we are also breathing that, as it's in the environment itself. And so even if you choose never ever to eat fish, or you have been very diligent and never gotten vaccines, which I'm sure you know, most people of age have not been, because the prevailing quote-unquote wisdom was that, oh, of course you need to be vaccinated. And so, of course, all of us are vaccinated, so we are basically handicapped in that way. We have had a bunch of our precious neurons destroyed by this insidious toxic waste. We'll be right back with how to get it out of your body on the other side.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
Now they're bleaching bread to look like multigrain, so you have to brown.
Get your ugly white ass out of here.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And I have noticed that reading Beating Dismay that a number of the predictions which were purely fantastic when I made them 30 years ago have come true, or seeming closest of coming true, that a number of techniques about which I talk seem to be here already, and that there seems to be a general movement in the direction of this kind of ultimate revolution, this method of control by which people can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy, the enjoyment of servitude.
Welcome back, everybody. I just want to pass along some really excellent news. Cordy just made my day. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, Cordy Howell, boy, you are missing out. This little lady has a show right after mine on Saturdays, and she's also on Sundays. And she is a wealth of knowledge about herbs, gardening, survival things, all that kind of stuff. She is basically the queen bee, the dirt diva extraordinaire. She just made my day because we were talking in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room about how much we love fish, and this is just so depressing. Well, she passed along the information that if you broil your fish with cilantro on it, that reduces the amount of mercury. She said there were tests done on it, and it proved that it reduced the amount of mercury in it. But make sure you do not eat that cilantro. Just throw that in the garbage. Of course, that'll go in the landfill too, but at least you're not eating it. And yay, that means I can still have my tuna steaks and my shark steaks. Not going to work for sushi, of course, because that's raw, but, you know, maybe she'll be able to tell us something about that later. Trichondas in the Oracle Broadcasting chat room mentioned that coriander, which is the seed of the cilantro plant, very nice, very mild flavor, a little bit lemony, is very high in selenium, and that's actually really good for you. So two great pieces of good news. Oh, that makes me so excited. And I promised that we would talk about how to get this nasty, toxic substance out of your body. once it's in there. It likes to attack your brain, of course, and your central nervous system. So the liver, in trying to protect you, attempts to store it in fat or connective tissue, like in your muscles. Small amounts of it are excreted through your bowels or into your hair. So to find out how much mercury you have in your body, you can do one of two things. One is to get a hair analysis done, and you can just check on the internet for labs that will do this analysis. But the problem with that procedure is that there's not really a standard protocol for the test, so the results are, of course, therefore kind of inconclusive. But another way to test it is to do a 24-hour urine test, and that has to be done with the help of a knowledgeable, mercury-literate naturopathic doctor. And what they do is give you a chelating agent for the day and then have you collect your urine for an entire day and then take a sample of that to send it in to be analyzed. Now, I'm sorry if that's, you know, a little graphic, but there it is. The good side of that test is it shows not only your level of mercury, but also the levels of all the good metals and minerals also and any other heavy metals that are in your body. Now, the bad side of this test is that the chelating agent removes not only the mercury, but also your other minerals, and you might feel a little sick afterwards until you rebuild your mineral reserves. Hush. Excuse me, my dog. In addition, if your liver and kidneys are not in good shape, the moving mercury can damage them on the way out, or the mercury may not leave at all, but just move elsewhere in your body and cause more damage. It does like to pool in your liver and in your other organs, and then the tissue around that will become necrotic, and that means dead. That's very, very bad. But this illustrates the problem trying to get the mercury out of your body. So if you remove it faster than your liver or kidneys can dump it, you will actually harm yourself a lot. So all the mercury detoxification protocols take a lot of time and effort to do. So do not attempt to remove mercury from your body without the close supervision of a knowledgeable mercury literate naturopathic doctor. Hope you understand now that how cheap and easy it is to become exposed to mercury and have it build up in your body and damage you, and it's slow and painful and expensive to try to remove it. And this is why I just keep stressing over and over to try to avoid it, avoid exposing yourself from it. And your children, parents out there, you know, I can't stress enough to please educate yourself about vaccines and all the harm that can do, with autism and other things. Even if your child doesn't develop autism, it will absolutely kill their brain cells. And, you know, I don't know how anybody can do that in good conscience. My husband begged me not to get our child vaccinated, and I did for a little while, and then but I did the research, and honestly, I just cried buckets after I found out what I had done to our child. And you know, you can't take that back. Really, I encourage you, if you've already given your children vaccines, you know, unless they're over the age where they're supposed to get the certain course vaccines, it's not too late. You can stop, and you can protect your child from now on. Find a mercury-literate naturopath. Get yourself tested to see how much mercury you have in your body. Get your metal fillings replaced with a mercury literate or an understanding dentist who will do it according to real safety protocols, and cook your fish with cilantro on it and then throw away the cilantro. That's the best thing I can tell you, and I hope you learned a lot today. And again, thank you for letting me into your home this Saturday, or if you are listening on the archives, thank you for sharing your time with me. And come to the OracleBroadcasting.com website, you will see we do have what's called a chip-in banner on there. And we have that because having a network is expensive. And, you know, we don't have the backing of large corporations by choice. You know, we want to remain independent and uncontrolled. And that's why any host on any of the shows here can say whatever they want. We can talk about whatever we want because we are not controlled. We are not bound by, you know, what large corporate sponsors want us to say. You know, we are the little guys, and we're here for you. So we have a chip-in banner because, you know, if you have 15, 20, 25, 50 bucks, whatever, to chip in, you know what? Please do that to help us offset our costs. You know, we don't get paid for this. This is a labor of love, and we do this because we care about you, and we care about everybody, and we want to share this information, what we have. So I know, yes, Eddie, that sometimes the shows and the information are brutal. The information presented, again, is sometimes really disturbing and upsetting, but it was really important that we face reality. You know, television and movies, that's all created illusions, and life is not really like that. Everybody is not physically beautiful, but you know what? It's more important to be beautiful on the inside. And part of being beautiful on the inside is to show love to our fellow human beings, you know, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And, you know, sometimes our friends tell us things that we don't want to hear, but they're real friends. And anybody can have sycophants, but real friends will tell you the hard truth, something they know you may not want to hear, and risk your displeasure and risk you being angry with them and maybe not speaking to them for a while. But real friends do that because they care. And we do this because we care. And so it's not to scare you, it's to empower you. And again, you can find any of the information that I have discussed here today at the library, and that's www.nwolibrary.com. You know, information about Mercury and so much more. Agenda 21, I talked about that. Information is there also. And I do add other documents pretty much every week. I have hundreds and hundreds on my hard drive, and wow, it's a lot to go through. I do read every single document I put up there and extract some of the information so that you will be able to see what is in that document to decide if that's what you are interested in reading. And again, you can email that to somebody that you think needs to hear or see that information. You can be a real friend and you know, share that with someone else. And that is the entire point of what we're doing. So I just want to tell you I love each and every one of you, and I'm so glad that you're listening. And tell a friend about Oracle Broadcasting, because we have great shows, 23 hours a day of live programming, and everybody has things to say. I learn all the time. You know, no man is an island, and nobody knows everything, even the program from Google. So stay tuned for Cordy, and we'll be back here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Take care, live long, and prosper.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.